The main part of the Missouri session has ended. What stood out to you in that session as far as important things for farmers?
Well, I think the biggest news is what happened late last night, was the move to put a transportation tax on the ballot for Missouri voters to vote on later this year. As much as we hate, particularly in these trying times, to pay extra taxes, Missouri roads need more funding. We haven't changed funding since the early 1990s, and we need more funding. The state legislature stepped up and is going to give Missouri voters a chance to vote up or down on whether we increase that funding. That, I think, was a surprise, and it's one of our main priorities as we went into this year's legislative session. Overall, it's been a good session for Missouri agriculture. I guess a lot of the attention has gone to our meat labeling bill, which requires that artificial meat or meat made from plant products be labeled clearly so people understand what they're buying. But we also saw some environmental changes that kind of got Missouri laws in line as far as stormwater and wastewater, got Missouri laws in line with the EPA regulations. So it was a productive session, given the distractions that people in Jeff City have been dealing with this year. I think the Senate and the House can be very proud of the work they've done for the people of Missouri, and we're pleased with the session.
In particular, you mentioned it, but tell me what you thought of the passage of the so-called fake meat bill.
Yeah, well, it's obviously gotten people's attention, not only in Missouri, but nationwide. But look, we're told time and time again that consumers want to know what's in their food. They want it to be labeled. They want to be able to know where their food comes from and how it's made. Missouri is kind of in the forefront of giving them that opportunity now.